Israel was definitely shocked by this incident on October 7th. So did the United States. But frankly, I believe that Arab parties to this normalization with Israel were also equally shocked. I think they're worried that their street, their citizens, the Arab masses, that scientifically have shown in the past through public opinion surveys that we have conducted at the Arab Opinion Index and others have established that the majority of Arabs in some countries like Algeria, it's 99%. In some countries like Saudi Arabia, it's close to, let's say, 70% do oppose normalization with Israel. So Arab governments are a bit apprehensive, and therefore they were paralyzed politically to react to this situation. I think their streets and their citizenry speaks louder. They are very clear in terms of sympathy with the Palestinians. We're talking about an Arab population where 90% in some countries tell you that essentially Palestine is not the cause of just the Palestinian people. It is their cause also. So this deadly kind of quiet that we have witnessed over the past 10, 11 days is not a surprise. These governments have basically gambled their own future as regimes on their normalized relation with Israel, and they're afraid right now to rock the boat with detrimental results to their own national security.
But could the bombardment of a Palestinian hospital produce some sort of international community and UN pressure on Israel to restrain?
I'm sure it could. I mean, all these scenarios are possible. Israel has not faced that type of pressure recently. And the current government in Israel is not known for its moderation or its sensitivity to regional or international public pressure, if you will. And so it's kind of hard to come up with a definitive answer to these questions. But no country is immune to pressure from the outside. This has happened already in this crisis and will continue to happen. As a matter of fact, President Biden, in his own kind of limited understanding of this issue, himself was promising to use the trip not just to encourage Israel and to express support for Israel, which he has declared that is as his number one objective, but also to raise some issues with Israel. Particularly the last couple of days, he's been dwelling on the fact essentially that Israel should not occupy Gaza. Otherwise, it will be stuck in Gaza and will create a lot of problems for itself and for its ally, the United States. So he was hoping to also convince the Israeli leadership to focus on what he perceives as important at this time, which is humanitarian support for Palestinian civilians. But I think, basically, I don't think he presented any genuine ideas. Usually, throwing money at people under occupation is not necessarily a favor to these people. Ending the occupation is. And that's why, essentially, Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinians pulled out of the meeting in Amman, feeling that this would be, one, too embarrassing for them to be meeting with the president when his views have not evolved yet on this issue enough to justify the meeting. And so they did not essentially acquiesce to being a photo, you know, to engage in a photo op with the president to be used for his next election campaign.